Probably a good idea if we pray, huh? Thanks for another day, Lord. A chance to do something for somebody else. We're grateful. We're looking at your book again, Lord, so we need your help. How does that line go? Open our minds to understand the scriptures. Help us to know your will. Help us to do your will. In your name, Jesus. Amen. I was taught decades ago that context is king when you're reading the Bible. Pastors can make the Bible say whatever you want to hear if you pay us enough money. That was a little joke, yeah. But it's the context here is, this is the end of the book of Luke. Coming to the end, Jesus has just died and now he's back from the dead. And he's showing himself to certain people and the disciples are going, huh? Did you hear this? Right before this, there were a couple of guys going to Emmaus from Jerusalem, and all of a sudden Jesus shows up walking next to them and they don't even recognize him. Have you not heard of all the things that have been going on? What things? And the disciple says, Jesus of Nazareth, and there's that line in there. And we had hoped, last week Pastor Lois preached on that phrase, give yourself a treat and listen to the boss preach on that. Go to the website and say, oh yeah, we had hoped for. You ever have expectations? And they don't show up? Talk about setting up for a resentment. Wow. Jesus appears to these two followers and they finally recognize him in the breaking of the bread and then he's gone. So they run back to Jerusalem and the disciples now are in a room. The doors are locked because they're afraid. Romans have just murdered Jesus and now they're afraid that they're going to get rounded up and murdered too. And guess what happens? It says this. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them, and what did he say? Peace be with you. Huh. Almost like Jesus knows that we need to have a little peace. Anyone ever have a committee get together and tell you stuff? Right? Oh, I need some peace, Lord, some serenity. They were startled and frightened, and fear possessed them. Well, Jesus, why are you frightened? Come on, man. I told you this was going to happen. Look at my hands and feet, right? It's really me. Then they give him something to eat because he's hungry, and then they realize, well, maybe this guy really isn't a ghost. Maybe something's going on that I don't understand. Verse 41, look this one up. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. Ever had that mixed emotion? Right? Joy and disbelief and wondering at the same time. It's almost as if he knows us. Then he says what? These are the words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. This is where my bobber moved. Verse 45, he says. It says, then he opened their minds to understand Scripture. You ever read Scripture and go, what does that mean? We all do that. He opened their minds to understand Scripture. And then he said, thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise on the third day from the dead. And that, this is where my bobber went down, where repentance and forgiveness of sin is to be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, and you are witnesses to all these things. Huh. Repentance and forgiveness. I hope it's not a subject change, but it's springtime. Have you done any spring cleaning? Get on with it. Come on, for crying out loud. I was going through my office the other day, minding my own business, wondering, why am I saving this? And why am I, okay, that can go to recycling, that goes to trash. And then I came across this book that I haven't read in a long time. You ever read the one that's by a guy named Robert Fulham? All I ever really needed to know I learned in kindergarten. Oh, it's a classic. Simple rules to live by. Few on the list. Share everything. Play fair. Don't hit people. Put things back where you found them. Is that a pet peeve of yours? Whew. Clean up your own mess. Right? What are you, born in a barn? Don't take things that aren't yours. Say you're sorry when you hurt somebody. Wisdom. Wash your hands before you eat. Flush. That's just a few on the list. Rules to live by. Things that are simple and real and, oh yes, there it is. So my mind goes place, doesn't belong, it's usual. Here's a stretch. Ready? Consider this. Is it fair to say that maybe, just maybe, all that we know about Jesus Christ is found in today's gospel reading? The key truth to Jesus is right there. Pastor Emerson just read it. Then he opened his mind, opened their minds to understand Scripture. Then he said, thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and rise from the dead 3 days later, and repentance and forgiveness of sin is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations. You are witnesses to all of these things. I love the sound of children, don't you? I thank you, God, so much. That's okay, let them talk. It's better than what you're getting up here. He opened their minds to understand Scripture. I think God longs for us and desires for us to open our minds to understand the Scriptures too. That's why we keep reading it. I'm like W.C. Fields. I'm reading because I'm looking for a loophole, right? What's it about? That's what Jesus did for his disciples. You. That's what he does for us every day. That's why you come to church. Tell me about the guy. Tell me about the book. He says the disciples are witnesses. That does not mean that they had all the answers. And guess what? Neither do we. What does Paul say in Corinthians? Today we see through a mirror dimly. Then we will see face to face. They are witnesses based not on what they know, but on who they are. They are precious children of God, just like you. You. Do yourself a favor when you go home and get in front of the mirror. Look at a child of God. You, precious child of God. Almost done, two paragraphs. Jesus says that repentance and forgiveness of sin is to be proclaimed in his name to all the nations. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, and he rose from the dead for you. Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the dead for you. That's the greatest sermon ever preached. For you. Forgiveness, repentance, forgiveness. Repentance means, thanks to the gift of the Holy Spirit, what? That we wake up from our sin, realizing that we need a Savior, and turn from our sin to Jesus. You see, God does for us what we can't do for ourselves. Thanks to the Lord, our lives are changed from the inside out. Christ died for our sins, and he rose from the dead. We are changed forever. Thanks be to God. We're changed. Nothing else in our life is more important than this. Christ Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead for you. Question, have you ever thought of yourself as a witness to the resurrection? You are witnesses to these things, he says. So go tell it. Go live it. Amen.